Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is one of three Republican candidates running for Green County Supervisor District 3, is James Hedges joining us now. So thank you very much, sir, for coming on.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, let's dive in right away and just tell us a little bit about yourself, James, where you grew up, your education, career that you have, boards or organizations that you have served on or are currently serving on, those kinds of things.
Well, I was born and raised right here in rural Green County, graduated from Jefferson Scranton, continued my education, went to Iowa State, got a degree in agriculture studies. From there, I started my career with bought a truck and a trailer, and still do that some today while I farm, sell seed, and then I enjoy using my construction skills whenever I get a chance also. And lastly, but not least, don't want to forget about my family, my wife and my three young children. So that's kind of where I sit right now, I guess.
Okay. And kind of going into a major topic that's going on in Green County currently is about the Green County Diversity Project. So I'd like to know from your perspective is what do you think about that topic overall and specifically trying to bring Latino population to fulfill the over 200 available jobs in the county as well as in trying to entice them to move here?
Well, I guess the way I look at it, I believe diversity is good in all aspects of life. So I guess what I'd say is I would like to encourage any and all people to move to Green County to help fulfill our good jobs that we have available, and also see the many opportunities that Green County has to offer.
And then going into, you know, just kind of opening up the door a little bit wider here for you, what are some of the other issues or topics that you have that you would like to maybe see addressed if you're elected to the Green County Board of Supervisors?
Mainly, I'd just like to continue to ensure the health and safety and education of, and the well-being of all the people in Green County, maintain infrastructure, and keep creating opportunities to draw more people to Green County.
Okay. And then obviously the county has been looking for several years, but more recently gotten a little more serious about building a new county jail. That kind of thing may have to go before the voters to decide at some point, perhaps. So I'd like to know from you at this time, are you in favor of a new jail, and how should that be funded?
Well, from my understanding, it's the current jail is insufficient and doesn't meet regulations or codes set forth by the state. So obviously that's going to have to be brought up to date somehow. Building a new one and have everything in one location would be the easy answer, but we need to look at all options and see what is financially responsible for the county that best ensures the safety of the county.
And then finally, and probably most obvious, why are you running for Green County Supervisor?
Well, really, my wife and kids are my driving force. Growing up in Green County, I was blessed with many opportunities that I want my kids and all kids to have. So I want to build them opportunities for the next generations to come while maintaining the safe and neighborly feeling that Green County does have.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program here with one of three Republican candidates running for Green County Supervisor District 3 is James Hedges joining us once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.